When you bring the consciousness of your soul to your intention-setting process, when you choose to align yourself with your soul instead of with your personality, you create a reality that reflects your soul rather than your personality. When you look upon the experiences of your life as karmic necessities, when you react to your experiences as the products of an impersonal energy dynamic rather than the products of particular interactions, you bring the wisdom of your soul into your reality. When you choose to respond to life's difficulties with compassion and love instead of fear and doubt, you create a heaven on earth. You bring the aspects of a more balanced and harmonious level of reality into physical being. The introduction of consciousness into the cyclical processes of creation at the point of intention, at the point of reaction, allows choice. It permits the selection of alternatives. It brings consciousness to the process of evolution. Your intention and attention shape your experiences. What you intend, through the density of matter, through the densest level of light, becomes your reality. Where your attention goes, you go. If you attend to the negative aspects of life, if you choose to focus your attention on the weaknesses of others, on their faults and shortcomings, you draw to yourself the lower frequency energy currents of disdain, anger, and hatred. You put distance between yourself and others. You create obstacles to your loving. Your energy and influence move slowly through the realm of the personality, the arena of time and space and matter. If you direct your energy into criticism of others with the intention to disempower them, you create negative karma. If you choose to focus your attention on the strengths of others, on the virtues of others, on that part of others that strives for the highest, you run through your system the higher frequency currents of appreciation, acceptance, and love. Your energy and influence radiate instantly from soul to soul. You become an effective instrument of constructive change. If your intention is to align your personality with your soul, and if you focus your attention upon those perceptions that bring to you in each situation the highest frequency currents of energy, you move toward authentic empowerment.